This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Wednesday. It's hour one. It's the NBA draft eve. Come on in. Stay a while. Boys are here ready to go. I was just handed tailgate moonshine. Watermelon version. Not available yet, but we'll let you know. And Seton said, I think we need to taste test this. I said, well, how about we wait until the end of the show?
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're supposed to wait.
Let's taste test that again.
Yeah. You should put the bottle down.
Oh.
But we have the tailgate moonshine. We'll let you know when that'll be available at danpatrick.com. Phone number, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America. Those are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this hour is brought to you by My Plan from Verizon, giving you control over your phone plan. And you only pay for what you need. You get what you want, but only pay for what you need. And we're going to give you control over Marvin's Cookout playlist this week. Go to danpatrick.com right now and vote. And then tune in Friday to hear the winning playlist. Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership. We'll talk some football with him. Are the Jets worth the hype? And if you're the Dallas Cowboys, should they be going after Dalvin Cook? They lost their great running back. And I thought maybe when Zeke Elliott got released that they would eventually bring him back at a lesser salary of, a veteran's minimum maybe. And maybe that's a chance. But I would think Dalvin Cook, I'd at least explore that if I'm the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll talk to Dan Orlovsky. He'll join us. And does he think the Buffalo Bills should have a retractable roof with this new stadium? Also, our good buddy Joey Votto, the new and improved first-place Cincinnati Reds. They're on a tear so far. Their 10-game winning streak is catching a lot of attention in Major League Baseball. They have a 10-game winning streak. Giants a 9-game winning streak. The Braves a 7-game winning streak. A lot of rumors, NBA draft eve, but we know that Victor Wembanyama is going to go number one overall. The odds for who will go number two, according to DraftKings, Scoot Henderson is, I think, going to be up there as your second favorite player. Either him or Brandon Miller. And then that brings us to the Portland Trailblazers. They remain somewhat relevant because of one player, Dame Lillard. But even with his unique talent, they're not making a title run anytime soon. And he could be a major contributor to a team that could make a title run. And the Blazers are now at the crossroads. You got the number three pick overall. You got a superstar, but he wants to be surrounded by somebody who can help him right now. I mentioned the whispers out there, the report out there, if you want to call that. I don't know if it'd be in capital letters, but that maybe Portland reaches out to Miami and trades the number three pick overall to get Bam Adebayo. Now, Portland's also been mentioned as a destination for Pascal Siakam from Toronto and Zion Williamson. But those additions could help the Blazers improve. Do you want to be known as the GM who traded away Dame Lillard? Do you want to be known as the GM who kept him by trading away the third pick overall. And we don't know which one will get you fired first. Because if that third pick overall becomes a great player, you know, an all-star player, and be like, oh my gosh, they traded him away. You know, we're very in the moment in sports. Like, what are you going to do for me now? Not down the road. Like, hey, we'll sell our soul. Phoenix has sold their souls. Like, hey, whatever happens 4 years down the road, we'll worry about that then. This is about winning now. Golden State has been doing that. We want to win now. We have this opportunity. But with Portland, you got the number three pick overall, Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson. Is that enough to keep him? But if I'm Portland, I have to choose, what is my direction? Can I get a quality player? Bam Adebayo would be great. He's only like 25. Feels like he's 29. Been around for a while. It's like, Bam is 25? And he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player, but I think he's a good player. He plays hard. He plays at both ends of the floor, going into his prime. He at least would send the message to Dame, we want to win now. If you draft Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller and you're Dame Lillard, you're like, oh, my God, I'm babysitting again? No, he's going to be 33. That would so he'd be 15 years or 14 years older than Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller. Hey, Mr. Lillard, could you buy us some beer, please? Be at the convenience store. Remember when you go to the convenience store?
Oh, yeah.
Whether you were waiting for a grown-up to come in who could get you beer, or you were the guy going in as the grown-up?
Excuse me, sir.
I'd be on my 10 speed. There'd be some dude in an IROC with his hair parted down the middle. I'm like, hey, dude.
Okay, could you give me a 40-ounce, please?
Me and two of my friends would each chip in $5. It says $15. Excuse me, sir. Could you buy us a 30-pack, please?
Yes, Todd.
Did you ever do that as a kid outside a movie theater and there's a movie that you aren't supposed to go to because you're too young and you ask some stranger to pretend he's your creepy uncle or your dad or something?
At a liquor store and you're at a movie theater.
Excuse me, sir. Can you pretend you're my creepy uncle, please?
Yeah. Can you bring
me
in? I've never
asked someone to do that.
This R-rated movie, could you bring me in, please?
We used to do that all the time, me and my friends. Like, I want to see that movie, but it's we're too young, so maybe we could just ask this guy.
We're trying to get beers and Todd's trying to see some boobs.
Kind of sad. I missed out on some fun.
To be fair, we were all trying to see.
Yeah, I was thinking that beer was going to lead me to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Not in a movie theater booth, though.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW.
I think we should stay on this.
Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, dpshow, dp. Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with in the first hour of this program?
We might go with one of the topics you were just talking about. Would you rather have Bam Adebayo or the third overall pick?
If I'm Portland?
I'll just leave it out there. Whoever. Because I do love that today, it's like, of course you would take Bam Adebayo for the third pick. Like, why wouldn't you do that? But in 5 years from now, it might be, how in the world did you miss Noah Clowney is right there, and you trade Noah Clowney for Bam Adebayo? What are you, crazy? Once-in-a-lifetime player.
Well, Bam Adebayo may still be with you in 5 years. You would at least have something to show for it if you passed on Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller. You have to. This is what I think Portland would like to happen. Don't know this. I'm just speculating. Does Portland want Dame to be the guy who says, look, I want out? You don't want to trade Dame. You would rather have it be, all right, hey, Dame wanted out, and he's been so good to this franchise, and we're going to accommodate him. You know, this is going to be a total rebuild. Could you see that happening? Hey, we don't want to be the bad guy here. If you want out, you say you want out, and then we'll accommodate you. And maybe we'll send you to Miami. And then imagine Dame, who loves Bam Adebayo, and Bam Adebayo goes, oh, here's Dame got traded to the Heat? Yeah, and you got traded to Portland. Yes, yes, Paul.
I love this concept of a trade from the Portland standpoint because you're getting a player, a sure thing good player, not a sure thing great. I can't imagine Miami would entertain this. It's hard to picture them. He's one of their focal points. Not, you know, again, he's not an A-plus player, but it's hard to imagine Miami even entertaining this trade because of the status of their franchise right now.
Well, they're an undersized team, and if you trade Bam Adebayo, then you really have no front court help here. And he's a good player. And he, you know, by all accounts, a good teammate, accommodating with the media, plays hard both ends of the floor. You don't hear much drama, if any drama. And he's 25 under contract. Yes, he.
But then if you're Portland too, right, and say you trade for Bam Adebayo, you're like, yeah, okay, so that's one. Now we still need another person to come in and help, right?
But that's at least a start, though. If I'm Dame, I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah.
Be like, who do we got? Hey, we got another lottery pick, and he's 18. He's 19. Dame can't babysit anymore, and he's coming off a wonderful year, but he's going to be 33. And if you're Portland, you're not going to be winning anytime soon where you can take advantage of Dame still being near his prime. I think if you could say to Dame, you want to go, you let us know where, and we'll try to accommodate you. But we're going to do a total rebuild. Yes, Todd.
You would also think that Dame's agent and the Trailblazers, as an organization, would try to find a way that no one looks like the bad guy. After all these years together, they would have to have some kind of conversation where it looks like a mutual parting, so no one feels like, how could you give up Dame? He's our player. And Dame does have to feel like, he said, you know what, I had enough of Portland. It's time for me to get a ring somewhere.
I thought that's what I just said. That they would like Dame to be the guy.
Well, what I'm saying is no one should have to wear the bad guy.
Well, nobody has to then if Dame says, you know what, you guys want to rebuild, and I'm going to go someplace else to help you rebuild.
So Fritzy's saying the team should tweet out and Dame should tweet out simultaneously. Mm. I want out of here. It's time for him to go.
Exact same time.
Like exact same time.
Okay.
Sync it up.
All right. Let's see what
a mutual parting.
Mutual.
To the moment.
Well, it's like, you know, when a marriage breaks up. Or you, coach gets fired.
Irreconcilable differences.
Want a divorce? We should break up.
Yeah. Yeah, we decided to part ways.
But who? No one ever. Someone has to go first in all these situations. I whenever I say we wish him the best, we decided to part ways. Don't wish him the best. You fired him. That's why I hate these franchises. I think like a soccer coach got fired in MLS the other day. Like, we wish him all the best in the future in all his endeavors. Thank him with everything he did for the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You fired him.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a great future ahead of him. If he's going to be so great, then why are you getting rid of him?
Keep him here.
He's great. Keep him.
Yeah, we'd just rather you move on. Somewhere else.
Yes. But Portland's on the clock, it feels like, with the number three pick. Does Charlotte do something? They want Brandon Ingram. They don't want Zion Williamson. Isn't that amazing? If I would have said to you a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, hey, Charlotte could trade for Zion or Brandon Ingram, you'd be like, well, of course you're going to take Zion. No, I think they want the safer play in Brandon Ingram, if that even happens. So.
Brandon Ingram was like this close to being a bust. People were really down on him when he was with
That's, you know, LeBron, that didn't accommodate those young players. That was part of the problem.
Yeah, but people were pretty down on Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, but I thought that he could be like a Kevin Durant light, where you just say, all right, I'm going to plug you in. You're going to get 25 a night. Might be nondescript points, but you're going to be a lethal scorer here. And maybe he can still be that. He's a good player, but he's going to be overshadowed in New Orleans as long as Zion is there. Yeah, Paul.
Do you see who opted out yesterday? Your guy Kyle Kuzma, 27 years old.
Yeah, but he was only making $13 million for the numbers that he was putting up. Those are pretty good numbers.
I guarantee he's going to a big market.
No.
He's staying in Washington?
Yes.
Oh, he misses the Lakers and L.A. so badly with his fashion sense.
They don't miss him.
No. He will be friendly.
He needs to get a lot of money, and the Lakers don't have a lot of money to give to bring Kyle Kuzma. They'd rather bring in Draymond Green than Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma averaged 21-7 with Washington, which is like 13-4 with a good team. Prorates. You got
to
prorate it.
Yeah, somebody has to score on the team. You know, scoring is up, and we look at these guys who are scoring over 20 points a game, and I'm like, it didn't used to be that easy to average 20 a game. Now it feels like if you don't average 20, you're not a scorer in the NBA. But Kyle Kuzma, I think he'll stay. Hey, after you lost Bradley Beal, you can't afford to lose Kyle Kuzma.
I'll bet you the Knicks overpay for Kyle Kuzma. A team like the Knicks. Oh, look at that guy. He could average 21.
Pie to the face?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Kyle Kuzma goes anywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
At the end of the day, they want to get paid.
It's going to be like the Pacers or something.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wow.
That's nowhere. I'm just saying that. Is that going to be one of these markets?
You don't want to. Don't get that Indianapolis market on us again, Seton.
No way. Those are my people.
Yeah. going to be saying, hey, lay off Ball State. Stop making fun of them.
Yeah, how many points you even put up against Ball State? None. Yeah, that's what I thought.
The fact that that guy thought I was Dan Dockich, you know. It's like, how many points you score against Ball State when you played at Indiana? I go, I didn't play at Indiana. I don't say anything negative about Ball State, except for you lost your running back to UCLA.
Is there nothing else to talk about than ripping Ball State? You got a three-hour show.
Day after day, all these shots, I'm sick of it.
That's all you do is rip Ball State.
Oh, I love that.
Poll question we're going to go with? Are we going to go...
Yeah, we're going to keep Dame? It in Portland. Yeah,
no.
Go with Dame.
Okay.
Dame, Bam, or the third pick.
Okay.
You traded away.
Yeah.
Bilal Coulibaly.
Where are you getting these names?
Love that name.
These are all real people.
Todd sent me a poll question today, and it had to do with the most overrated eves. It's the NBA draft eve, NFL draft eve. Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Get all excited. We have these countdowns.
I know.
Everyone's guilty. ESPN loves to count down from like 43 days away from the start of the season. They said yesterday like 80 days till the NFL draft, till the NFL season.
Are we really, hold on, I'm not trying to pile on. Are we really comparing NBA draft eve with New Year's Eve?
Todd is.
Or Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Todd,
I know.
Well, I thought he was going to put Adam and Eve in here.
Okay. They're important too. They're actually very important. They started the whole thing here.
Yeah. I mean, Eve had one mistake, you know?
That we know of.
Yeah.
What about Eve Plum? Jan, I don't know. Sometimes she gets a little...
Brady Bunch?
Yeah, she's probably underrated.
Why don't we go better Eve? Instead of overrated, why don't we go...
Best Eve?
Best Eve. We go...
How about we take
Eve
a break?
Plum, Eve about, the rapper?
Ooh.
Eve...
Eve Longoria?
Hey, nah.
Does she still have Tony Parker's number 8 on her... back tattoo or 9 I should say.
That's why they broke up.
She put 8 back there.
That's a different player.
I love you. Wait, that's not my number.
Gary Neal? Are you serious?
Let's take a break. Let's regroup here. Come on now. Everybody get up now. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What do you want to tell me about the summer solstice, Todd?
The summer solstice, the 2 months during the year when the path of the sun in the sky is farthest north in the northern hemisphere or farthest south in the southern hemisphere. And there's some interesting information about the rays of the sun and how it affects how long the day is.
But you act like you knew this. You looked it up.
I did look it up. I had a general idea what it was, but I wanted the more scientific definition of it.
Okay, but I don't want any more nicknames attached to summer solstice.
Like Jennifer Capricornati.
Yeah, see, I knew we were going to go down this road, and we don't need to.
Not even Jack Hemisphere? You loved him on the Steelers.
It's terrible.
Jack Hemisphere?
It's Jack Hemisphere.
Oh, Jack Hemisphere. Yeah. Mark Heaton?
No. Don't. See, this is where it's bad. You give me names out of the 70s and 80s, and it's tired.
Jason Daylight. All right. That's current golfer.
The NFL is redoubling its efforts to reinforce the league's gambling policy to players in the wake of a rash of recent violations. So I guess they put out a pamphlet or like a gambling policy that they handed out to all of their players. Here are the key rules of gambling with players in the NFL. Number one, don't bet on the NFL.
Wow. Thou shalt not kill.
Good thing they told us that. Don't gamble at your team's facility. I guess go outside and then gamble. Don't have somebody bet for you. Don't share team inside information. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. Don't play daily fantasy football. Do you really need to put this out? I'm guessing that they put this out and then they're just reemphasizing. I'm going to go back to what I said a while ago. The NFL brought in Peyton Manning and maybe Tom Brady to talk about the evils of gambling while being fully in bed with gambling as a league. But I would have had Calvin Ridley, you know, whether it's by Zoom or in person, and talk to the players. Hey, I did this. I bet this amount of money. I got suspended for a year. It cost me $11 million. You know what? That's an example, and I can... This is just language in a pamphlet. That's a guy who actually lost money. I don't need an HR pamphlet. That guy right in front of me, that guy lost $11 million because he did this. Now, nobody thinks they're going to get caught. You don't gamble and you go, man, I might get caught. No, you gamble because you don't think you're going to get caught. Or... oh, this is nothing. I'm only betting, you know, $1,500. That's what Calvin Ridley did, and it's not the total. The act is the reason why he got suspended, and he lost $11 million. But they put out a pamphlet, and of course, number one is don't bet on the NFL. Message sent loud and clear. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership joining us on the program. Let me start with that. You know, the NFL is trying to reach out to its players. But is there a better way to go about telling them about the evils of gambling?
Yeah, I honestly thought, Dan, that the Calvin Ridley suspension would have pretty big impact, you know, for to lose a season, to lose the amount of money that he did and the prime of his career. I thought that would kind of make people take a step back and be like, what am I really doing? I think it's really hard for the NFL to get everybody to have no interaction with gambling when the NFL as an organization or a product has a tremendous impact or a tremendous interaction with gambling. So how do they get it better? I think it's almost impossible, candidly, with the access that we have to gambling, how easy it is.
Nobody thinks they're going to get caught, but I would have had Calvin Ridley front and center and said, hey, part of your rehab and coming back to the NFL is you talk to the rookies at this symposium and tell them that you lost $11 million. by betting, you know, $1,500. That's how quickly it can happen and go away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that would be the one moment, because the NFL, we would have people come speak to us, not even when we were rookies, annually, about all of that stuff, about injuries and, you know, what happens if you get injured and how you can get player compensation, or in so many different avenues. We would have people come talk to us and remind us about the money that we can make, or the money that we're potentially owed, or what should we do with the 401k, and what should we, so. And I don't know if they did that stuff with the gambling. I've been out of it for a couple of years now, so I don't know. But having Calvin sit there and be like, guys, $11 million, that's more than 99% of you guys are going to make in your career. And I lost it in 1 year. So there's got to be a better way for them to do it and to get the players to really grasp the magnitude of it. But I just think it's impossible to think you're going to get to every single one.
What's the number one topic story here in the offseason with the NFL?
Yeah, probably still the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. And are they as good as they should be? You know, I think that, you know, Aaron going to the Jets immediately vaults them into the conversation with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know if we've really appreciated how big a deal that is. We're talking about a team that's gone to the AFC title game 5 years in a row. We're talking, they are a pseudo dynasty. Maybe they're not the New England Patriots for 20 years dynasty. And to think that one 40-year-old quarterback coming to a team immediately puts that team there with the one that's gone to five AFC title games, that's a really big deal. And
but do you believe that?
Accurate.
Do you believe that? Oh, so you believe the Jets are right there on the same level with the Chiefs?
I think they are. I think the Buffalo Bills are. Obviously, the off the field stuff that Buffalo is handling, that's got to get handled. The Bengals are. You know, we got to see their young secondary. And I'd say the second thing is Jordan Love. I mean, I think they're attached. You know, how good is Jordan Love? How good is Jordan Love going to be? Because the funny thing, Dan, is we only talk about in the NFC. We talk about Philly and San Francisco right now. We'll sprinkle in Detroit. We'll sprinkle in Seattle. What happens if Jordan Love's really good?
Well, you're
going to the NFC title game 2 out of the last 4 years in Green Bay. That's still a really talented football team. But if Jordan Love's really good, they're right there.
But you would put Dallas in there as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Dallas is a good football team. I think like the most important person, Dallas's season in my eyes comes down to two people. Obviously the quarterback. I don't need to tell anybody that. Mazi Smith, their first round draft pick. If Dallas can't get better at stopping the run on early downs, it doesn't matter how good Micah Parsons is at rushing the passer. It doesn't matter how good DeMarcus Lawrence is at rushing the passer, because they won't get into those situations consistently enough for it to matter. You got to stop Philly and San Francisco. Both of them excel at running the football.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. I was wondering about Tom Brady's role with the Raiders. Why would you buy in or become a minority owner or be part of the process, but not really be part of the process? He said that he's not going to be involved or that involved. He's so competitive. How does Brady be involved, but not, you know, hands-on day-to-day?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really difficult for him to transition to, you know, just being a person sitting on the back burner, knowing what he's accomplished in his career. There's probably no better world to be in than professional sports ownership right now, you know, across any league. You know, it's just blowing up. So that's probably the genesis of why he got into it. Why would you not also want Tom involved? Tom has seen and experienced and accomplished everything in that world. So why would you not? I think it'll be very difficult for him to just sit back and watch a franchise make this decision and him go, I wouldn't have done that. And or do these things or invest into this and be like, no, we're doing it the wrong way. So now he's got attachments to the head coach. He's got attachments to the general manager. So maybe he will be a little bit more involved in publicly declaring But I would want Tom involved.
But could you imagine he walks by a film session or he walks out on the field and he becomes the best quarterback in camp just by walking past Jimmy Garoppolo? It's like,
yeah. And just the frustration of being like, how can you not hit that pass? Or how could you not see that? Or absolutely. Or watching Devontae run wide open and him, you know, check the ball down to a tailback.
The Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins, is that going to be a package deal?
It depends on where. I don't see it because I think both of those guys have better places for them to go than where they could go together. Like, I do think, I've said this, if I was Dallas, why would you not call Dalvin Cook? Well, you're going into a season where your leading tailback just broke his leg. Right now, we're 6 months ago, he broke his leg. And we can sit here and forecast that 3 or 4 months from, he still broke his leg last year, okay, in a pretty bad way. You're a team that's won 12 games the last 2 years. Why would you not have a better kind of plan B? So I think Dalvin to Miami makes a lot of sense, but then, you know, Hop doesn't make a lot of sense in Miami. He doesn't necessarily fit what they want to do either schematically when it comes to kind of like the version of receiver that they have. If I was Hop, New England makes a ton of sense. Baltimore makes a ton of sense, but those don't make a ton of sense for Dalvin Cook. So I just don't think, I don't see the ideal situation where both of those guys go together. I also don't see how that makes financial sense for either of them.
I was also wondering about it. If they did go to the same team, what's the best running back wide receiver combination in the NFL right now?
Ooh, good question. Best running back. Well, it would be Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams. That's the best tailback wide receiver combo in the NFL.
What if I put Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel?
Right up there. You know, the thing that would make those guys a little bit different is Deebo's not as good as nor used the same way as Devontae, and Christian's used just differently than Josh. Josh is a traditional pound the rock tailback. We know McCaffrey's just get the ball in his hands type of player, but they're right up there. I think those guys would be kind of 1A, 1B. You know, Tennessee with Derek, they don't have a legit number one yet to kind of put them into that conversation. Yeah.
Because Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson might have been that top combo if they were still in Minnesota.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. They would be right into that. They would be right up there with Devontae and Josh Jacobs.
And I wonder, is Justin Jefferson going to be the highest non-quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. You have to look at, I've actually said this to Ryan Clark multiple times, like for 18 months. I've been, how does Minnesota keep him? You know, like how does Minnesota keep him without paying him every single penny that he wants? He's a superstar wide receiver. He's as talented as we have in the NFL. He continues to put up numbers. He could very easily be in a different – Minnesota is an awesome place, but there's other cities that are desirable for players to live in. And if you're Justin and you continue to put up these numbers – you're going to have outrageous leverage of, maybe I don't want to live in Minnesota anymore. I don't want to play in with this quarterback anymore. So I think he will be the highest paid non-quarterback. Absolutely. Especially in a pass league.
If you were Buffalo, would you have a retractable roof for a dome stadium?
I think so. I think Buffalo, because of who my quarterback is, I think that they are losing an advantage by not allowing weather to play its part, but also allowing weather to play too much of a part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you, because Josh's arm, go back to the New England game of 2 years ago. He has a distinct advantage that you want weather to play a little bit of a factor because it doesn't impact him that much. But you also don't want him or your team to be so hindered by having to play in, you know, 2 feet of snow type of thing, because then that becomes you're not playing to your strength. So Josh is better. Every quarterback is better playing inside. It's easier. But I would have the option if I was Buffalo of let's leave it open and play to our advantage. Let's play. Let's have it closed and make sure that we're at least on an even playing field.
Good to talk to you as always, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, bud. Good to see you.
Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership. You can catch Dan on NFL Live weekdays at 4 Eastern. Spencer in Texas before we take a break. Hey, Spence, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can, Spence.
Hey there. So I'd heard you say that you, I guess when they were talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and you had mentioned that, we had lost a great running back, and if we should go for Dalvin Cook, yes, I think we should go for Dalvin Cook, but I do think it's a stretch calling Zeke great. His last 2.5 seasons to me were mediocre at best, kind of like a third down back, 3 yards to go. However, I'm curious to see what you think about Tony Pollard moving into the starting position.
Oh, no, I love Tony Pollard. If you've listened to the show, you know I'm not a Zeke Elliott fan. I never would have signed him to that second contract. Never. But if you can get him to come back, because Pollard's coming back from a broken leg, I don't know how healthy he's going to be. And would I rather have an insurance policy like Dalvin Cook or a two-headed monster, Dalvin Cook and Tony Pollard? And you have a head coach who has said publicly he wants to run the ball more. Why not bring in Dalvin Cook and having Pollard there? Then there's no pressure on Pollard to get back sooner. And I could still – now, he might want more carries and be the featured back. I understand that. But you're running a business here. And if I can get Dalvin Cook – and he's not going to cost me, maybe it's a 3-year deal. Maybe it's, $27 million total or something like that. That's a guy who's gets 1,000 yards, catch the ball, and he's a really good player. Incentivize him. But if you get to 1,200 yards or X number of catches, that's what I would do. Would he turn down an opportunity to play for the Cowboys? They want to run the ball. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Our good buddy Joey Votto from the Reds will join us next hour. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
He's a six-time All-Star, won the MVP back in 2010. Reds first baseman Joey Votto. Reds Rockies today, 12:35 Eastern, 10-game winning streak. How do you not screw up a good thing? Like, you get on a streak, so you come back. How does the team, like, are you superstitious going into this?
Dan, hello. I'm a regular now on the show, by the way. I want to be introduced as a regular to the show, Joey Votto, friend of ours, yeah. Joey Votto, yeah. My pal, Joey Votto.
Okay, let me try that again. Six-time All-Star, won the MVP back in 2010, Reds first baseman, our good buddy, our pal, and one of us, Joey Votto, joining us on the program.
Yeah, Joey! Joey!
Joey! Joey! Joey! Joey! Joey! Okay. Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, good to be back. To answer your question, the first night I performed well, and that helps a lot. Had I come back and, you know, fallen flat on my face and we had lost, I would have heard about it. I would have been tied to, you know, they would have thought of me like a loser. Like, I would have been like, oh, Joey's back. So we start to lose. So I perform well, thank goodness. And we ended up getting a win.
What's the difference though? Last year, this team loses 100 games. Now you're in first place.
Yeah. Players. I'm missing guys. I'm going to miss guys, but we've three position player rookies that are new to the team that a lot of people are asking to be on the All-Star team.
Now, Spencer, do you know Steer, everybody on your team?
There's a few guys where I don't know how to spell their first or last names.
Okay.
And there's a couple guys where I have to handshake hello at the very beginning of the day. Hey, so good to see meet you, you know, and we've been on this team together for a bit.
And then you look at the back of their jersey to be like, oh, Dela Cruz. Yes.
No, I was in Louisville for the last 3 months, so I know these guys well. I know. And then all the rest of the guys I've played with for a bit. But it's the young guys. We've got these three young position players. We've got another fellow, TJ Friel. Everything about our team is different and everyone is playing well. You know, I was thinking about this last night because I knew that you and I were going to chat, and I was thinking about how can I explain what we're doing differently here. And it's like we went from being a post team in the NBA where they would dump it in to me and I would slow down the offense and, you know, bank a shot or whatever. To all of a sudden we're a running gun type of team, like the Warriors or like the Kings, what have you. And these guys are fast. They're powerful. They play premium positions. They are the type of baseball that if I were a fan, I would pay to watch. So we're so fortunate here. I mean, these guys are absolutely the future of the game.
You know, it's small things that stand out to me when it comes to greatness. And watching Dela Cruz, a grounder to third is not a grounder to third. It's an opportunity to beat out a hit. And there are a lot of young players that will coast on something like that. This kid goes full speed. There was a grounder to first that he beat out the other night. Like that, I don't know if you teach it, but man, does he have it. He wants to, you know, make sure that he gives you every ounce he has.
He's a joy to play with. And he wants to use his speed. He knows that it's part one of his strengths, but he also knows that people come to watch him run. And, I was in Louisville and there was a second baseman that made a tag at second base and he was at third base. And the second baseman turned his back and made a tag and he ran home and he was safe at the plate. Like, he's going to do some things and you're going to see them on highlights. And you won't understand how he did it. Couple that with he has the most power, maybe in the game. He's up easily up there with Judge, Giancarlo,
really?
Shohei. He's, you know, he's everything you could ask for in a prospect, and we have him here in Cincinnati.
Where does that power come from?
It comes from, well, I can't say hair because I have power. He's got great hair. I've got no hair, but we both have power. I would say probably he's 21. He probably got no sleep last night. He's probably playing video games all night. I know Chipotle was involved, and you know, he just has it.
He reminds me of Eric Davis a little bit.
I don't think Eric's my guy. Eric's my guy, but if Eric had this sort of power, he's going to hit some balls. We're going to see him at a home run.
Well, his build, like
he's taller. He's taller. Yeah. But yeah, very similar build in terms of slight build, you know, smaller sort of wiry build, but he's just electricity. You know, I have to ask his permission what nickname I want to give him, because there's one I want to share publicly, okay. But I can't. I have to ask his permission first. So it involves extraterrestrials, but I won't go farther than that. So,
well, I'll hold on if you want to get a hold of him and ask him. Is he down the hall?
It involves UFOs and extraterrestrials.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know,
and okay.
Ellie De La Cruz. Ellie De La Cruz.
Okay. If you had a race with him and he started at home plate, do you get to second before he gets home?
I got a buddy who I had this conversation with about Billy Hamilton, who runs probably as well, maybe not quite as well as Ellie De La Cruz. And he said, if I got drunk and I started at first base at the Rogers Center in Toronto or at Great American Ballpark here, because he's from Toronto, if I got drunk and I raced Billy Hamilton started from home all the way to home plate, and I started from first, I would beat him, he said. And I said, there's no way. There's no way you could beat him. And he gets all miffed about it. At least with me, if I started at first base, I know Ellie's going to beat me. I would have to get a secondary lead for me to stand any chance of beating him at home plate. And he would laugh at me as he chases me down. So, yeah.
You might get to second before he rounded the bases and got to home if you started at home plate, both of you.
I'd barely get to third. If he'd get to home, and I'd barely get to third.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a good player here, Dan. I'm a really good player, and you're making me feel like I'm trying out. You know,
well, you're not known for your speed, right?
Oh, you know, I used to, take a pitch off the plate, and then get a broken bat single, and then get another walk, and I'd be one for two with two walks. That's pretty good.
Paulie, give me Joey Votto's stolen bases.
Career or single season high?
I have the most stolen bases in this clubhouse.
You're the only one there. See?
Math. Hashtag math.
Paulie, wait. What do you
have? He's got Canadian speed, Dan. He's got 80 career stolen bases and high of 16 in 2010.
Yes.
Okay. And people haven't been stealing bases.
Well, you know, some of us have it, some of us don't.
Okay,
you know?
When you go to the plate, you've been rehabbing, you had shoulder surgery, you go up to the plate. You trying to hit a home run?
Of course. Today, maybe one, possibly two.
You can give me a home run today. You can give this audience a home run today. Is that what you're saying? Oh, my God. You know, all of us here, you know, it'd be emotional. You know,
okay.
It'd be like
I can promise you right now.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
That's not what Babe Ruth said to that little boy in the hospital bed.
Who was that actor? Anyways, you really think he said that?
Yes.
You really think
I think
that?
He did. I think Babe, probably a little hungover, said, I'm going to hit a home run for you, kid.
Yeah.
All right.
He probably did.
I noticed the walk-up songs. Have they changed as you've gotten older?
Yeah. And, you know, I think being more serious, I think more about the grandparents and the kids and the grandkids that come to the games. No, I think about, like, not disrespecting them with some of the questionable language.
Okay. Well, okay. Tell me if these are Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Yes.
You used that one?
I think so. I don't. I don't remember, but the truth does hurt sometimes, Dan.
Lucifer by Jay-Z?
Yes.
The Black or the Berry by Kendrick Lamar?
Yes.
Humble by Kendrick Lamar?
You have to stay humble.
Murder, She Wrote?
Great show in the 80s.
Yes, it was. She was hot.
That's not appropriate.
Okay. Work to Do by the Isley Brothers.
No, I don't think so, but maybe. Maybe. I don't remember.
Paint It Black by the Stones?
Yes.
Now, why would you do Paint It Black when that's for a picture?
No, it starts off by saying, I see a red door and I want to paint it black. So if there's one song that people drive me crazy about walking back out to again, it's that one, because everybody breaks into applause afterwards when that kicks in. And it's a good song, but it's not for me.
Yeah, because pitchers paint it black.
Yeah.
You don't want, like, you know, someone like Clayton Kershaw to paint it black.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the pitcher you're going to tell your kids about, grandkids about? You're like, yep, faced him.
Clayton Kershaw's pretty clearly one of them. He's the new Koufax of the Dodgers.
Okay, but describe that. When you know, he could tell you he's thrown the breaking ball, probably, right?
No. That's not how it works with me. No. You can't tell me. You can't. I'm not going to go out there and, like, punt the at bat just because Clayton Kershaw. I mean, I've homered off of him and I've called homers against him. He's more or less.
What do you mean, called homers?
We were both rookies and I told the third baseman on their team I was going to homer in the next at bat. And he said, you do realize who's pitching, right? And I homer in the next at bat. And he goes, you mother, you know, sort of thing. Yeah, but, you know, Clayton's more or less dominated me and almost all hitters during our career. So during my career, excuse me. So but Clayton's probably the one. Mariano Rivera.
Ooh.
At Old Yankee Stadium. I homered off of Mike Mussina in my first at bat there. It was the last time my late father got to see me play. He was, you know, in the stands. I homered. He watched the whole series. And I really wanted to face Mariano Rivera before the series was over. And I happened to face him, I believe, in my last at bat before we left. You know, Old Yankee Stadium, what an experience. Jeter and the Yankees, what an experience. You could feel the ghosts. And then I get to face Mariano, who was basically getting an inning in. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to, you know, choke up and, like, catch the cutter out front. And it went. And it just kept coming. I ended up check swinging, grounder to third base. A-Rod picked it up. I was safe at first. That's back when I had roughly Ellie De La Cruz speed.
Okay,
that's probably, I'm probably out by 8, maybe 12 feet. So, yeah.
So he is promising at least one home run today for the audience.
At least one. At least one. Is this live?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. So I have to come through. Oh, no, Dan. Yes,
you do. You have an hour before first pitch.
Oh, my goodness. I have to come through. Well, make sure that you bury this if it doesn't come through. Laud me. Praise me. I should be trending on Twitter if I hit a home run today.
Are you staying around to pass Larry Walker on the all-time Canadian hit list?
Staying around.
Do you want to play?
Thanks.
Do you want to continue to play? See, I didn't bring up Hall of Fame this time.
No. And I've been.
We're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing that. I'm clearly not one. It's over. Why are we even talking about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So, we're not going to bring that up.
I don't think.
By
about
the way,
the hits,
if you get in the Hall of Fame, I'm going to the ceremony.
Come on, Dan.
I promise.
A friend of the show sort of rule?
Yes.
Is that, did you go to Reggie's?
Yeah.
Did you if, go
I,
to Chuck's?
If I don't have anything going on in 10 years from now,
well,
if I'm
something.
Still alive, I will be there.
I'll pay for your ticket on Spirit or Frontier, last row, but it'll be a window seat.
You're going to hear me applauding. You're going to hear me.
Wait.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the Wayne Gretzky of baseball.
No, don't disrespect Wayne like that. I'm a fine player. I'm no Wayne Gretzky. Wayne's the greatest maybe athlete of the last 25 years, not named Jordan.
Gretzky nicer than you?
God, it's 45 years for Gretzky. Gretzky,
you're pretty nice guy.
most of us are behind the scenes. This is all an act. This is absolutely an act. Most of us behind the scenes are not friendly people. We're how can we be friendly and compete? You know, it's okay. And more importantly, we're stars and we make all the money and people want our autograph. After a while, it's like no one's our equal sort of thing. Okay. So no, I'm not nice behind the scenes.
Okay, fair enough. He guarantees at least one home run. Do not talk to him about its Hall of Fame. He has deceptive speed. He's not hanging around to pass Larry Walker.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
In front of the show. And friend of the show.
I missed when I had my surgery last year. It was about 10 months ago.
And I should have reached out when you were having surgery.
It's okay. I appreciate the flowers. But before the surgery, I thought it's going to be a while before I'm on Dan's show. And I wonder what color hoodie he's going to wear. Turns out he picked the lucky Wednesday green.
Like lime green. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Marv, do we have our Friday song queued up? Do we have that? No. Do we have the song we play on Friday when we close up shot? Todd Rundgren? Do we have that? Because I do have a walk-up song for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How about this low-key Sports Illustrated cover flex
I saw that. That's very hot.
That?
Marv, do you have it? Okay. Here is your walk-up song. Crank it up now! Ladies and gentlemen, first baseman, Joey Votto. Don't call him a Hall of Famer. He doesn't want to talk about it. Deceptive speed. He's old. Here we go. What are you thinking?
Well, the audio on my end is not so good, but I'll pretend like I loved it. So
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
I swear, I'd love to do that. It's
Todd Rundgren.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Ladies and gentlemen, first baseman, Joey Votto.
Votto. And on that note, I got a Rundgren.
Okay,
my friend.
All right, you got to get ready for a couple of home runs. Thank you, Joey.
Take care.
That's Joey Votto. He's a nice guy on TV, but not in real life, apparently.
I got a Rundgren.
All right. He's something.
Nailed it.
Yes, he is. thank you to the Cincinnati Reds for helping us with that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.